A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. I'm Clarissa, and today in the studio with me is a lady I met many, many years ago when we both were slightly younger.
Just a little bit.
But as passionate about the subject that we are talking about today, Mansuet Lee, CEO of La Poutrie. Now, let me tell you, La Poutrie was founded in 1973. It's been known for their exceptional gems, exquisite designs, and unparalleled personal service. La Poutrie is a fine jeweler to Asia's social elite celebrities and royalty, winning the hearts of jewelry lovers with their ability to deliver exceptional quality, innovative and inspired designs. And I will say this, I have enjoyed all of that myself, and I am so glad to welcome you to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, before we turn on the microphone, we digressed a little bit. We were talking about the difference in jewelry from, you know, 45 years ago to now. I mean, just the quality of the stones that you can acquire, the kind of prices that you acquire them at. And that does present a challenge, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because, I mean, the price has gone up simply because there is, you know, it's a simple result of demand and supply. Mm-hmm. Demand continues to grow. Mm-hmm. Supply has contracted significantly. Hence, prices can only go up.
Sure.
Today, it's not just a question of I'm prepared to pay X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. If the stone or that particular gem or quality of gem is not available, there's nothing you can do about it because it comes from the earth.
Yep.
You can't manufacture it. And I think this is a problem where beginners as such in when they collect jewelry or mm-hmm. gems, mm-hmm. they may not fully appreciate just how connected it is with nature. Sometimes there is still this perception that, oh, you can somehow find it for me or I don't know, grow it or something.
Yeah, grow it.
Yeah.
It only
doesn't
took a
work
couple
that
million
way.
Years,
exactly. So. It doesn't work that way.
No, I mean, I remember talking to an old jeweler. He's long retired, one of the earliest craftsmen of actually making the settings. And he was saying that maybe 50 years ago, 80 years ago, the quality of the emeralds and the rubies and the sapphires that you could find, you will never see today.
Yep. Yes.
You know, whatever your price point is, you will never see it. And if you have a piece of jewelry from that era, from these very, very famous minds that have long clothes,
yes,
either never let it go or sell it for major
a lot,
money.
A lot, yeah.
Because you'll never see it again.
Yeah, you never see it again. But in its place, I mean, there are other gemstones that can now come to fore as such. So simply because the traditional stones, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. so your emeralds, your sapphires and rubies, they have reached price points where it may not be so accessible
sure.
to everybody. There are alternative colours or families of gemstones that you can look at. And one that is coming up quite nicely are tourmalines.
I love tourmalines.
Yeah, because they come in all colours. They're very much at accessible price points. And what I've been trying to tell my customers is, you know, if you find something you like, because each shade, again, is something which is not going to be repeated. So if you find something you like, and if it's at a price that you're happy with, mm-hmm. go for it.
Yeah.
Because once it's done, it will be done. And
right.
prices will, you know, it'll start that same cycle again. It'll go up.
Unless you are planning on trading with your, as this is as a consumer, unless you're planning on trading on your jewelry, most of us don't. We want to keep these pieces. I always say that I have pieces of jewelry that I'm kind of caretaker to until I hand it off to the next generation and beyond, right?
Yes.
So you're not really trading on your jewelry per se.
No.
Then it doesn't matter what it is if you feel some kind of a connection to it.
Correct.
You know, you were one of the first people to introduce me to tourmalines.
Okay.
Many, many years ago. And I love the stone so much, I actually wrote a song about tourmalines.
Are you kidding? Really?
No, I'm not. And it, as a further, see how much of an influence you have on people, even when you don't realize it, that song won me an Artistic Excellence Award from the campus.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I should claim something for this.
Hey. Let's not get carried away. But that's how much I actually love tourmalines. And it came from a conversation I had with you.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been 12 years, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that was how long ago it was.
Okay. Well, because I think for us as jewelers, and especially for La Poterie, because we're 45 years,
mm-hmm.
I've not been working there 45 years, but you know, I've been working there for long enough, and certainly I grew up in it.
Yeah.
So I've been exposed to jewels and all kinds of different color stones mm-hmm. for the longest time.
Yeah.
And sure, you know, a perfect D flawless diamond is beautiful, but when it's when you see something that's a little bit different, a little bit unusual,
yep.
that's when it really triggers a bit more, you know,
excitement.
Yes,
passion.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It may be something that may at that point of time be not so commercial mm-hmm. as such. Hence, prices can be attractive. It's a bit strange, isn't it, when something is priced too low, if one can say that, it may not get the attention that it deserves.
Right.
And it's only when prices have shot through the roof, then suddenly everybody wants it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Again, going back to your whole thing of supply and demand, we are talking to the CEO of La Poterie, Swet Lee. Okay, the business of jewellery.
Mm.
A lot of people don't realise that it's a serious business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of education that has to go into it. You have to know your stuff, especially in this day and age.
Yes.
When there's a lot of fakes.
Yes.
And very good possible fakes.
Yes.
So for you as the CEO, what is a challenge today that you face that maybe your founders wouldn't have faced 45 years ago?
Yes, I mean, fakes is one issue, but mm-hmm. More than that, it's treatments of mm-hmm. the real stuff as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
From the for the consumers, there are many consumers actually who don't really care
mm.
that it's been treated or not.
They just want that
they
color.
Just want, yeah, whatever it may be. So the challenge for us is then educating the consumer, because if they don't have full knowledge, then they can be quite callous about then making comments as to, gosh, you know, why are you priced at such a high price point? Why are mm-hmm. you so expensive? They think expensive, but without fully understanding the difference between a completely natural non-treated stone as opposed to one that has been treated.
And treating isn't just heat treating. Are there other things that you can do?
Yes. So for different gem families, mm. there are different treatments which are relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So heat treatment is usually something that you will ask if you're looking to invest in a sapphire or corundum,
mm-hmm.
which means all kinds of colours of sapphires, including
sure.
rubies. But say if you're looking at emeralds, then mm-hmm. it's not heat, which is the concern, but whether there has been oil, and if so, the degree of the oil treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It is very common for emeralds to be oiled, and it's completely acceptable, but you just don't want it to be heavily oiled.
Okay.
And
this is because of the natural inclusions? Or?
Yeah, because the oil literally goes into the inclusion. So you don't want one which is heavily oiled, because therefore implies that without the oil, those features would have been would have been a lot more visible.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, of course, is injection of resin.
Mm.
They literally inject resin into stones, sometimes color-treated resin. At one point, I don't see it so much now, but rubies, there was a lot of glass filling. So there was a glass compound which they used to fill in cracks in
right.
rubies.
And all of this would actually affect the price of
absolutely.
A
yeah.
gem, but not to the naked eye.
Not to the naked eye. If you can't see it.
Yeah.
So even for us.
So you think you're buying a great piece of
yeah.
jewelry or
yeah.
a great stone, but actually you're not.
Yeah. So when you're looking at that class of gemstones,
mm-hmm.
We would always advise then that the stone should come with a good laboratory certificate to
right.
back it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of these things are not top of reference for most buyers, because they're buying from an emotional connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful piece of jewelry. It looks
yeah.
great on me. Okay, I want
yeah.
it. And maybe they don't ask the relevant questions.
Yes.
which is why it comes back to a company like you and the reputation of the jeweler and the reputation of the gemologists who work for
you. Correct, yeah. Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying it just because you like it.
Yeah. But not for $30,000 you know, a carat.
Yeah, exactly. It's just you need to pay the right price.
Right.
Right. And that's what we always say to our customers. If they really, really love it, so long as it's completely open, the knowledge is out there, and they're still okay with it, then fine.
Because they want it.
Yeah, they just want it. Fine, go for it.
Okay, got it.
Not an issue.
We are talking to the CEO of La Poutrie, Suet Lee. With Christmas and the New Year approaching, what new additions has La Poutrie been adding to your jewellery collection? Are you aiming at a younger audience?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So we're more aware or trying to adapt our designs so that it becomes more relevant to this new group. We recognize that, you know, I think many young people today also want practical pieces of jewelry. Mm-hmm. So we work in designs where the jewelry can be worn in a number of ways. So it's multifunctional.
I see.
Yeah, so it could
be... So a ring can become a pendant.
Yes, exactly.
Can slot into another piece.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so interchangeable bases. Or one particular ring casing or earring casing even, where you can put in different colours, different types of stones.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we work a lot along that that road, which also worked very well for wedding jewellery as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I think quite rightly so, young people don't want to buy jewellery or be given jewellery that they're just going to lock away into a cupboard never to be seen again after that one wedding night.
Right.
They want stuff that they can...
it's wearable.
It's wearable, so it can be used on a daily basis as well. So we need to look at designs which can be multifunctional.
Okay. Yeah. Now, there, you know, when your company started 45 years ago, they were very clear cut. Okay, these guys are goldsmiths. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did predominantly. Yes. And these group, and these few companies were jewelers and they had gemologists and they were very serious about it. Now, it's like every corner in a shopping mall, you can see 3-4 jewelers, online shop faces. So many, many options for the consumer.
Yes.
How do you set yourself apart?
That's a very interesting question. That's something that we've been working on as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can break it down into a few groups. Yes, you still have the goldsmiths, those who specialize in gold metal jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, for lack of a better word, chain stores where they have you know, many, many stores under the one brand, but they tend to be slightly more generic in their design.
Sure.
And then you have people like us who are bespoke jewelers,
sure,
where the designs are more or less one of a kind, with emphasis usually on the gems that we use. For us, La Poutrie, we are definitely focusing on the design service, the custom design service, and the ability to hopefully translate the individual's aspirations into a piece of jewelry.
Now, I've had the pleasure of going to La Poutrie and looking at your collections and playing with them. I remember you actually laughingly putting something like a $300,000-$400,000 diamond ring on my finger.
Okay.
Of course, my husband almost died. But, you know, just being able to play with that and look at it and say, it's a girl's best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a beautifully designed piece of jewelry, and it was a beautiful rock. And of course, it was a rock that was well out of my reach, but it was lovely to play with it. So I will say this for the record, I do think that, you know, in terms of quality, in terms of design, and in terms of the service you get when you go to La Poutrie, it's all top notch.
Thank you.
And so you've got that down. So what do you want to achieve in the next 5 years? It's been 45 years.
Yes.
5 years from now, you're 50.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
So we have to continue along that line. It's how we're going to be able to improve further in that same direction. So when it comes to design, traditionally it's been pencil and paper, sketch, you draw, and that's about all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But today you have technology to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have computer-aided tools
mm-hmm.
to create 3D images on the computer screen. And these can then be printed out into 3D prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
And we do offer that service for some customers who just cannot for their dear lives visualize
what
it would look like from paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much longer process. It may add to your cost a little bit. But at the end of the day, yes, exactly. Because, you know, the last thing you want is to confirm an order. And when the final piece comes back to you, it's not what you imagined in your head.
Mm.
So we'd also rather advise to the customer, if you don't mind it taking a little bit longer, we will offer you this added service of having a prototype before you actually commit to the order.
Just a greater commitment to more bespoke services.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. And, you know, of course, this is a question all girls will ask you. What do you think jewelry will be in 5 years? What gems will be hip then? I mean, tourmalines, when we had that conversation 12 years ago, nobody wanted them.
No.
You know, and I bought a tourmaline in about that period that now I could sell for three times what I paid
sure,
for it.
Sure.
Because it's a gorgeous piece of jewelry, but I'm not selling it. Because then I'd have to replace
it. Unless somebody offers you 10 times.
I'm not sure about that. But, you know, so where do you think, what gems do you think in your learned mind do you think might be in 5 years the hip stone then?
I'm not sure if it's possible to say what the hip stone mm-hmm. will be because we don't know what will be discovered, mm-hmm. especially maybe it's not a new gemstone mm-hmm. per se, but perhaps it's a color
mm-hmm.
Which we may not have seen yet. So, for example, something that we are seeing right now is this very mint green. It's a very a slightly light neon green mm-hmm. For the tourmalines, which you would not have seen 10 years ago.
Sure.
But you do today, and it's still affordable. So I'm not quite sure what there will be in 5 years' time or 10 years' time.
And you're not going to hasten a guess?
I can't tell. Depends what comes out of the ground.
You know, one of the things that I absolutely love, and I wish that there were still really beautiful stones of it, is aquamarines.
Mm.
And again, aquamarines were a very different color when my grandmother was a young woman. And now it's just a very, very pale blue, except for the ridiculously expensive ones. Santa Maria ones. Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that Santa Maria color was very common when my grandmother was a young lady.
Yes.
And I'm so hoping somebody will find a vein somewhere that will make them not so ridiculously expensive again. Because I love aquamarines.
Yeah. And they've had a second lease of life in a way because of the recent wedding.
Mm.
So we saw a bit of a spark in interest in aquamarines. We did a few pieces following up to that wedding.
All right.
To the British wedding.
Well, thank you so much,
Swetli,
for coming in and talking to us. Always, always a pleasure to talk about jewelry, especially with somebody like you, CEO of La Poutrie. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
For your 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
We're going to have to bring you back so you can tell us about all your exciting plans.
Then I'll tell you what the new gemstone is.
All right. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.